6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to remind you that He is always working on your behalf, even when you cannot see or feel His presence. As believers, we often find ourselves in seasons of waiting, wondering if God is truly listening to our prayers and working behind the scenes to answer them. But rest assured, He is not deaf to your cries, and He is not ignoring your petitions. In fact, He is intricately involved in every detail of your life, orchestrating events and circumstances to bring about His perfect will. In this powerful message, we'll explore the incredible ways that God is moving in your life, even when it seems like nothing is happening. Through the lens of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced His faithfulness firsthand, you'll discover how God is using your waiting season to strengthen your faith, deepen your trust, and prepare you for the abundant blessings He has in store. When we choose to keep believing, even in the face of unanswered prayers and seemingly impossible circumstances, we demonstrate our unwavering faith in the character and nature of our God. He is the God who promises to work all things together for the good of those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. So if you've been feeling discouraged in your faith journey, if you've been tempted to give up and stop believing, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this life-changing message with those in your circle who may be struggling to trust in God's timing and plan for their lives. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to be reminded that our God is a God of miracles, a God of answered prayers, and a God who is always working for our good. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to seek His face, trust in His timing, and believe in the power of His silent work in your life. Remember, your prayers are not in vain, your waiting is not without purpose, and your God is not finished with you yet. Keep believing, keep trusting, and watch as He unfolds His perfect plan for your life, in His perfect timing, for His glory and your good. Number one, when life takes an unexpected turn, it's easy to feel lost, confused, or even betrayed by our circumstances. Yet in these moments of uncertainty, we must remember that God often works in mysterious ways, using what appear to be detours to lead us to our divine destinations. This truth is beautifully illustrated in the biblical story of Joseph, whose journey from favored son to Egyptian prisoner to eventual savior of his people demonstrates the intricate workings of God's plan. Joseph's life was a series of unexpected turns. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, he could have easily succumbed to bitterness and despair. Instead, he remained faithful, trusting in God's unseen hand guiding his path. Even when falsely accused and imprisoned, Joseph maintained his integrity and used his God-given gifts to interpret dreams and show kindness to others. Little did he know that each seeming setback was actually positioning him for a greater purpose. In our own lives, we often encounter similar detours. That job rejection that left you feeling discouraged? It might be God's way of redirecting you to a position better suited to your true calling. The relationship that didn't work out as you hoped? Perhaps it was divine protection, steering you away from heartache and towards the person God has truly prepared for. We must learn to see these unexpected turns not as roadblocks, but as redirections. When your carefully laid plans crumble, pause and reflect. Ask yourself, what might God be teaching me through this experience? How could this change in direction ultimately serve His purpose for my life? This shift in perspective can transform our moments of disappointment into opportunities for growth and discovery. Consider the canceled flight that leaves you stranded at the airport. While frustrating in the moment, it could be God's way of protecting you from an unseen danger or opening the door to a divine appointment with someone you were meant to meet. The financial setback that seems to dash your dreams might be God's way of teaching you valuable lessons about stewardship and faith, preparing you for future abundance. In these moments of uncertainty, it's crucial to stay rooted in faith and prayer. Turn to Scripture for comfort and guidance. Psalm 46:10 reminds us to be still and know that I am God. This stillness allows us to listen for God's gentle whispers amidst life's chaos, guiding us along the path He has prepared. Remember, too, that God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our own. What seems like a delay or detour to us may be precisely the time and place God intends for us to be. Just as Joseph's years in prison were preparing him for his role in Pharaoh's court, our seasons of waiting and unexpected turns are often God's training ground for our future purpose. As we navigate life's twists and turns, let us hold fast to the promise in Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This assurance doesn't mean every experience will be pleasant, but it does mean that every experience can be purposeful when surrendered to God's will. So the next time you find yourself on an unexpected detour, resist the urge to panic or despair. Instead, look for God's fingerprints in the situation. Seek wisdom through prayer and meditation on His Word. Trust that the God who sees the end from the beginning is working all things together for your good and His glory. Your current detour may just be the scenic route to a destination far more beautiful than you could have imagined. Number 2. When life storms rage and chaos swirls around you, yet you find an inexplicable calm settling in your heart, take notice.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
This podcast is sponsored by Delete Me. Would you just give your house key to criminals? Having your personal information on the internet is like giving a thief the key to your home. They can take everything that's valuable to you anytime. But joindeleteme.com can help you protect yourself. Online data brokers compile information about you and sell it to people who could ruin your life. But joindeleteme.com scours the web, removes the personal information you don't want seen, and reduces the risk of data brokers, scammers, identity thieves, even political enemies getting personal information that could hurt you, your family, or your reputation. You'll get regular reports detailing what they find and remove. And joindeleteme.com isn't just AI. They have real people working to keep your data safe. Keep your private life private with joindeleteme.com. Sign up today and get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/protect. Go to joindeleteme.com/protect. That's joindeleteme.com/protect.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This persistent, unexplainable peace amidst turmoil is often a powerful sign that God is working silently on your behalf. It's not merely positive thinking or wishful optimism, but a profound tranquility that defies human logic and understanding. This supernatural peace is reminiscent of what the Apostle Paul describes in Philippians 4:7 as the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. It's the kind of serenity that allowed Paul and Silas to sing hymns of praise while chained in a dark, dank prison cell. When you find yourself strangely composed in the face of adversity, it may well be God's quiet assurance that He's orchestrating events behind the scenes, working all things together for your good. Consider the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Surrounded by ferocious beasts, he remained at peace, trusting in God's protection. This inexplicable calm in the midst of potential danger was a clear sign of God's unseen hand at work. Similarly, when you face your own lions, be they financial struggles, health issues, or relational conflicts, and yet maintain an inner stillness, it's a strong indication that the Lord is actively engaged in your situation. This divine peace often serves as a precursor to miraculous breakthroughs. It's as if God is preparing your heart and mind for the amazing things He's about to do. Just as a calm often precedes a storm, this supernatural peace frequently heralds the arrival of God's mighty acts in your life. Remember, this isn't about denying the reality of your circumstances or putting on a brave face. It's about experiencing a genuine, deep-seated peace that comes from knowing that the God of the universe is intimately involved in your life. It's the kind of peace Jesus promised when He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." When you're facing a difficult decision and feel overwhelmed, yet there's an underlying current of peace guiding you, pay attention. This could be God's way of directing your path, even when the way forward isn't clear. It's in these moments that you can lean into Proverbs 3:5-6, trusting in the Lord with all your heart and allowing Him to make your paths straight. This peace is often accompanied by a quiet confidence, not in your own abilities, but in God's faithfulness. It's the assurance that even if things don't turn out as you expect, God is still in control and His purposes will prevail. This confidence allows you to face uncertainty with courage, knowing that the One who calmed the stormy sea is the same One who holds your life in His hands. As you experience this unexplainable peace, let it fuel your faith. Allow it to remind you of God's constant presence and care, even when you can't see or feel Him working. Let it encourage you to press on, to keep praying, to keep believing, knowing that God is actively engaged in your situation. This peace is a testament to God's character, His love, His power, and His commitment to you. It's a reminder that He is the God who never sleeps nor slumbers, always working, often in ways we can't see or understand. So when you find yourself unusually calm in the midst of life's storms, rejoice. For it is a sure sign that God is moving on your behalf, preparing to reveal His glory and goodness in your life. Number 3. When you find yourself noticing recurring themes in seemingly unrelated contexts, it may be a sign that God is working silently on your behalf. This phenomenon, often referred to as divine synchronicity, is a powerful way that the Lord communicates with His children. Just as He confirmed His word to Gideon through multiple signs, God continues to speak to us today through patterns and repetitions in our daily lives. These recurring themes can manifest in various ways. You might hear the same Bible verse mentioned by different people within a short span of time. Perhaps a particular word or phrase keeps appearing in your conversations, on billboards, or in books you randomly pick up. It could be a concept that seems to follow you everywhere you go, popping up in the most unexpected places. God, in His infinite wisdom, knows that we sometimes need reinforcement to truly hear and understand His messages. By presenting the same idea through multiple channels, He gently but persistently draws our attention to what He wants us to focus on. This method of communication is both subtle and profound, requiring us to be attentive and open to His guidance. Consider the story of Joseph in the Bible. God gave him dreams of his future prominence, which then unfolded through a series of seemingly unrelated events. Each step of Joseph's journey, from being sold into slavery to interpreting dreams in prison, was a piece of the larger picture God was painting. Similarly, The recurring themes in your life may be pieces of a greater plan that God is carefully orchestrating. These divine breadcrumbs often lead us to important realizations, decisions, or life changes. They might be guiding you towards a new ministry opportunity, prompting you to reconcile with someone, or encouraging you to step out in faith in a particular area of your life. The key is to remain receptive and prayerful, asking God for discernment to understand the significance of these recurring themes. It's important to note that this form of divine communication requires patience and vigilance on our part. Unlike dramatic, instantaneous revelations, these subtle patterns often unfold over time. They invite us into a deeper, more intimate relationship with God, where we learn to recognize His voice in the everyday moments of our lives. As you notice these recurring themes, take time to reflect on their potential meaning. Bring them before God in prayer, asking for clarity and guidance. Discuss them with trusted spiritual mentors or friends who can offer additional perspective. Sometimes, the full significance of these patterns only becomes clear in hindsight, so don't be discouraged if the meaning isn't immediately apparent. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. He may be using these recurring themes to prepare you for something you can't yet see or understand. Trust in His perfect timing and His loving intention for your life. By paying attention to these subtle signs, you open yourself up to a rich, ongoing dialogue with your Creator. You become more attuned to His presence in your daily life, recognizing His hand at work even in the smallest details. This awareness can bring immense comfort and assurance, knowing that the God of the universe is intimately involved in your life, guiding you step by step. So as you go about your days, be alert to the patterns God may be weaving into your experiences. Embrace the adventure of following His subtle leadings, and watch in awe as He unfolds His perfect plan for your life. For in these recurring themes, you may find the very voice of God, speaking love, direction, and purpose into your journey of faith. Number 4. When you find yourself standing tall in the face of fear, a newfound courage coursing through your veins, take a moment to recognize that this may be a sign of God working silently on your behalf. Uncharacteristic boldness in moments of uncertainty is often a testament to the Lord's unseen hand guiding and empowering you. Consider the story of Esther, a young Jewish woman who found herself in a position of great influence as Queen of Persia. When her people faced annihilation, she was called upon to intercede with the king, a dangerous act that could have cost her life. Yet, despite her initial hesitation, Esther summoned an extraordinary courage. "If I perish, I perish," she declared, stepping into the throne room uninvited, risking everything for the sake of her people. This kind of boldness doesn't come from our own strength. It's a gift from God, a silent infusion of His power into our spirits. You may find yourself speaking up in situations where you would normally stay quiet, standing firm in your convictions when you'd usually waver, or taking action when fear would typically hold you back. These moments of unexpected bravery are often God's way of equipping you for a greater purpose. Remember David, a young shepherd boy facing the giant Goliath. Logic would dictate retreat, yet David approached the battlefield with unwavering confidence. This wasn't mere bravado, but a deep-seated assurance that God was with him. "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine," he proclaimed. When you experience this uncharacteristic boldness, it's important to recognize it as a potential sign of God's silent work. This doesn't mean you should become reckless or ignore wisdom, but rather that you should prayerfully discern if God is calling you to step out in faith. Are you suddenly compelled to share your testimony when you've always been shy about your faith? Do you feel an inexplicable urge to reach out to someone in need, despite your usual reticence? These could be moments where God is silently empowering you to be His hands and feet in the world. This divine courage often manifests in everyday situations too. Perhaps you've always struggled with confrontation, but suddenly find yourself able to address issues in your relationships with love and firmness. Or maybe you've lived with anxiety, but inexplicably feel peace in situations that would normally trigger panic. These shifts in your emotional and spiritual landscape can be signs of God's silent work, molding you into the person He's called you to be. As you navigate these moments of unexpected bravery, remember that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. He doesn't always remove our fears, but He gives us the courage to face them. This uncharacteristic boldness is not about becoming fearless, but about trusting God more than we fear our circumstances. Embrace these moments of supernatural confidence as opportunities to grow in faith and to serve God's purposes. Let this unexpected courage be a reminder that you are not alone, that the Creator of the universe is working behind the scenes, equipping you for the journey ahead. As you step out in this God-given boldness, you may find that He has been preparing you all along for such a time as this, just as He did with Esther. Trust in this silent work of God, for it is often in these moments of divinely inspired courage that we see His hand most clearly, guiding us toward our destiny and His glory. Number 5. When you least expect it, God moves in mysterious ways, orchestrating events and encounters that may seem ordinary at first glance, but carry profound significance. One of the most remarkable signs that the Almighty is working silently on your behalf is through unusual encounters with strangers. These divine appointments often catch us off guard, leaving an indelible mark on our hearts and minds long after they've passed. Imagine walking down a busy street, lost in thought about your daily worries, when suddenly a stranger's kind words or actions pierce through your clouded mind. This isn't mere coincidence. It's a carefully crafted moment by our loving Father. Just as Philip was divinely guided to meet the Ethiopian eunuch on a desert road, God continues to arrange these seemingly random interactions in our lives today. These encounters can take various forms. Perhaps it's a cashier who offers an encouraging word just when you needed it most. Maybe it's a fellow passenger on a bus who shares a story that directly addresses a struggle you've been facing. Or it could be a chance meeting with someone who possesses the exact skills or connections you've been praying for. In each of these instances, God is silently moving pieces into place, using ordinary people as His instruments of grace and guidance. The beauty of these divine appointments lies in their subtlety. They don't announce themselves with fanfare or neon signs. Instead, they gently nudge us, inviting us to look closer and recognize the fingerprints of God in the everyday moments of life. It's in these quiet interventions that we often find the answers, comfort, or direction we've been seeking. Consider the story of Ruth, who happened to glean in the field of Boaz. This seemingly chance occurrence set in motion a series of events that would not only secure Ruth's future, but also place her in the lineage of Jesus Christ. God was working silently, using an ordinary day's work to fulfill His extraordinary plan. These divine encounters often leave us pondering long after they're over. There's a sense of something greater at play, a feeling that transcends the mundane. It's in these moments of reflection that we can truly appreciate the intricate ways God weaves His will into the fabric of our lives. As believers, we're called to be attentive to these silent workings of God. It requires a heart open to wonder and eyes willing to see beyond the surface. Every person we meet could be a messenger sent by God, carrying a word of hope, a piece of advice, or an opportunity that aligns perfectly with His plans for our lives. In a world that often feels chaotic and unpredictable, these divine appointments serve as gentle reminders of God's constant presence and care. They assure us that even when we can't see or hear Him, He is actively working on our behalf, orchestrating circumstances, and bringing the right people into our lives at just the right moment. So, the next time you find yourself in an unexpected conversation with a stranger that leaves you feeling uplifted, challenged, or inspired, pause and consider. Could this be God working silently on your behalf? Could this seemingly random encounter be a divine appointment carefully arranged by the Master of all creation? Let these unusual encounters with strangers awaken your spirit to the silent yet powerful movements of God in your life. Embrace them with gratitude and wonder, for they are precious gifts, moments where heaven touches earth, and God's invisible hand guides us along our journey of faith. Number 6. When you find yourself in times of scarcity, struggling to make ends meet, or facing seemingly insurmountable challenges, God may be working silently on your behalf, providing for your needs in ways you least expect. This inexplicable provision is a powerful testament to His love and care for His children, reminding us that even in our darkest hours, we are never truly alone. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of God's miraculous provision. Consider the Israelites wandering in the desert after their exodus from Egypt. They faced an impossible situation, a vast, barren wilderness with no visible means of sustenance. Yet God provided manna from heaven, a mysterious substance that appeared each morning, nourishing His people for 40 years. This divine provision wasn't just about meeting physical needs. It was a daily reminder of God's faithfulness and His ability to sustain His people, even in the most challenging circumstances. In our modern lives, God's provision may not always be as dramatic as manna falling from the sky, but it can be just as miraculous. You might find an unexpected check in the mail just when bills are due, or a friend might offer you a place to stay when you're facing eviction. Perhaps a job opportunity appears out of nowhere, or someone gifts you exactly what you need without even knowing your situation. These are not mere coincidences. They are God's hand moving in your life, demonstrating His love and care in tangible ways. It's important to remember that God's provision isn't limited to financial matters. He cares about every aspect of our lives and provides for us holistically. This could manifest as a timely word of encouragement when you're feeling down, a sudden burst of creativity when you're stuck on a project, or a chance encounter that leads to a life-changing relationship. God's provision often comes through people, circumstances, or opportunities that we might overlook if we're not attuned to His working in our lives. The key to recognizing God's silent work is cultivating a heart of gratitude and awareness. Train yourself to look for His hand in the small things, the everyday miracles that we often take for granted. Did you have food on your table today? That's God's provision. Do you have a roof over your head? That's His care for you. Even the air you breathe is a gift from Him. As you develop this mindset of thankfulness, you'll begin to see His provision everywhere, even in the midst of difficult times. Remember, too, that God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. Sometimes, His provision comes at the 11th hour, when all hope seems lost. This isn't because He's indifferent to our struggles, but because He's working to accomplish something greater in and through us. He may be using the waiting period to refine our character, teach us patience, or prepare us for the blessing He's about to bestow. As you navigate through periods of scarcity or uncertainty, hold fast to the truth that God is always working on your behalf, even when you can't see or understand His methods. His provision may come in unexpected forms or through unlikely channels, but it will come. Your role is to remain faithful, to trust in His goodness, and to keep your eyes open for the countless ways He's moving in your life. Let this truth fill you with hope and courage. You serve a God who parted seas, who rained bread from heaven, who multiplied loaves and fishes to feed thousands. This same God is intimately involved in your life, working behind the scenes to provide for you, protect you, and guide you towards His perfect plan. So when resources appear from unexpected sources, when solutions emerge from nowhere, when blessings fall into your lap, recognize them for what they are: signs of God's silent but powerful work in your life. Number 7. When you find yourself experiencing a heightened sensitivity to spiritual matters, it's often a sign that God is working silently on your behalf. This increased awareness can manifest in various ways, touching the deepest parts of your soul and transforming your perspective on life and faith. You might notice that Scripture suddenly comes alive in new and profound ways. Verses you've read countless times before now speak directly to your heart, revealing layers of meaning you never saw before. It's as if God is illuminating His Word specifically for you, guiding you through His ancient wisdom with fresh insight. your ability to discern situations may sharpen dramatically. You'll find yourself able to see beyond surface-level issues, perceiving the spiritual undercurrents that influence people and circumstances. This newfound discernment isn't about judgment, but about understanding the deeper realities at play in the world around you. A growing sensitivity to others' needs often accompanies this spiritual awakening. You'll feel a deeper empathy for those around you, sensing their struggles and joys in a way that goes beyond mere observation. This heightened awareness might lead you to offer a kind word, a prayer, or a helping hand precisely when it's needed most. This increase in spiritual sensitivity echoes the experience of Solomon, who received divine wisdom from God. Just as Solomon's understanding surpassed human limitations, you may find your spiritual insights expanding beyond your natural capabilities. It's as if God is fine-tuning your spiritual antenna, allowing you to pick up on frequencies you couldn't detect before. These changes aren't just superficial. They reflect a deep work God is doing in your heart and mind. He's preparing you, molding you for a greater purpose in His divine plan. This heightened awareness is like spiritual boot camp, strengthening your faith muscles and equipping you for the journey ahead. You might find yourself drawn more deeply into prayer, sensing God's presence in moments of quiet contemplation. The whispers of the Holy Spirit become clearer, guiding you in decisions both big and small. This intimate communion with God is a precious gift, a sign of His active work in your life, even when circumstances seem unchanged. As your spiritual senses sharpen, you may notice patterns and connections in your life that you previously overlooked. God's handiwork becomes evident in the smallest details, revealing His intricate involvement in your daily existence. This awareness brings a profound sense of comfort and purpose, knowing that the Creator of the universe is intimately engaged in your personal story. This heightened spiritual sensitivity isn't just for your benefit alone. As God works silently in your life, He's preparing you to be a beacon of His love and truth to others. Your increased understanding and discernment become tools for ministry, allowing you to speak words of life and offer godly counsel to those around you. Embrace this season of spiritual growth with gratitude and humility. God is investing in you, pouring His wisdom and insight into your heart. Trust that this heightened awareness is part of His perfect plan, preparing you for the good works He has ordained for you to walk in. As you cultivate this sensitivity, remain open to His leading, knowing that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Number 8. When you find yourself experiencing unusual dreams or visions that leave a lasting impact on your soul, it may be a sign that God is working silently on your behalf. These profound nocturnal experiences aren't just fleeting images that fade with the morning light, but rather, they are powerful messages etched into your mind and heart, carrying weight and significance long after you've awoken. Throughout biblical history, we see numerous examples of God using dreams to communicate with His people. Think of Joseph, whose dreams in Genesis foretold his future rise to power in Egypt. Or consider Daniel, whose visions revealed the intricate tapestry of future kingdoms and events. These weren't mere nighttime fancies, but divine revelations that shaped the course of history. In your own life, God may be using dreams as a silent yet potent tool to guide you, warn you, or prepare you for what lies ahead. These dreams often stand out from your typical nightly reveries. They may be vivid, intense, and filled with symbolism that resonates deeply with your spirit. You might find yourself pondering their meaning for days, weeks, or even months after experiencing them. The content of these dreams can vary widely. Some may offer comfort during difficult times, showing you scenes of peace and reassurance when you need them most. Others might present challenges or obstacles, but also reveal the path to overcoming them. Still others could provide glimpses of future events or opportunities, preparing you mentally and emotionally for what's to come. It's important to approach these dreams with discernment and prayer. God's messages through dreams are often symbolic rather than literal. They require careful reflection and, sometimes, the wisdom of trusted spiritual mentors, to fully understand. As you ponder these visions, ask God for clarity and insight. He who sent the dream is faithful to reveal its meaning in His perfect timing. Remember, too, that these dreams are not meant to replace Scripture or direct communication with God through prayer. Rather, they complement your spiritual walk, offering additional guidance and encouragement. They are one of the many ways God demonstrates His active presence in your life, even when you can't see or feel Him working. If you've been experiencing such dreams, take heart. It may well be a sign that God is moving behind the scenes on your behalf. He's preparing you, molding you, and guiding you towards His perfect plan for your life. These divine night visions are evidence of His intimate involvement in your journey, His desire to communicate with you, and His loving care for every aspect of your existence. So pay attention to those recurring symbols, those powerful images that linger in your mind. Write them down, pray over them, and be open to the wisdom and direction they might contain. God, in His infinite creativity, may be using the canvas of your dreams to paint a picture of His will for your life. Trust in His process even when you can't fully understand it. For in these silent, nighttime communications, He may be preparing you for blessings, opportunities, and spiritual growth beyond your wildest dreams. Number 9. When you least expect it, God's silent hand can move in profound ways, especially in the realm of relationships that seem beyond repair. Unexpected reconciliations and broken relationships are a powerful sign that the Almighty is working behind the scenes, orchestrating healing and restoration that surpasses human understanding. Consider the story of Jacob and Esau in the book of Genesis. These twin brothers were estranged for years due to Jacob's deception and Esau's resentment. Their relationship appeared irreparably damaged, yet God had other plans. In His infinite wisdom and perfect timing, the Lord softened their hearts and paved the way for a miraculous reunion. This biblical account serves as a testament to God's ability to mend even the most fractured bonds. In your own life, you may have experienced or witnessed seemingly impossible reconciliations. Perhaps a family feud that spanned generations suddenly dissipates, or a friendship torn apart by betrayal unexpectedly blossoms anew. These moments of grace often catch us off guard, leaving us in awe of God's transformative power. It's important to understand that these reconciliations are not forced or superficial. They represent a genuine change of heart, a divine intervention that goes beyond human effort or manipulation. When God works silently in this way, He doesn't just patch up surface-level issues. He goes to the root, healing deep-seated wounds and renewing minds. This process often begins with small, almost imperceptible changes. You might notice a softening in someone's tone, an unexpected gesture of kindness, or a willingness to listen where before there was only stubbornness. These are the first fruits of God's silent labor, the initial cracks in the walls of hostility that have stood for so long. As believers, we're called to pray for such reconciliations, but we must also recognize that the timing and manner of restoration are in God's hands. Our role is to remain open, forgiving, and ready to embrace the healing when it comes. We must trust that even when we can't see or feel it, God is actively working to bring about His purposes of peace and unity. These unexpected reconciliations serve a greater purpose in God's kingdom. They're not just about personal relationships, they're a testimony to the world of God's reconciling power. When others witness former enemies becoming friends or estranged family members reuniting in love, it speaks volumes about the transformative nature of God's grace. As you navigate your own relationships, remain hopeful and vigilant. The God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ is more than capable of reconciling us to one another. Keep your heart soft and your eyes open to the subtle signs of His work. Unexpected reconciliations are a beautiful reminder that with God, all things are possible, and that His silent work in our lives and relationships can lead to the most extraordinary transformations. Number 10. When you feel an increasing pull toward solitude and reflection, know that this may well be a divine nudge from the Almighty. God often works in the quiet spaces of our lives, gently drawing us away from the noise and bustle of the world to commune with Him more deeply. This growing desire for contemplation isn't about isolating yourself from others, but rather about cultivating a sacred longing for God's presence in your life. Consider the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, who frequently sought out lonely places to pray and connect with His Father. Luke 5:16 tells us, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." This wasn't because He didn't care for people, but because He understood the vital importance of these moments of divine intimacy. In the same way, your increased yearning for quiet reflection may be God's way of inviting you into a similar practice. This call to solitude can manifest in various ways. You might find yourself waking up earlier than usual, feeling compelled to spend those first quiet moments of the day in prayer or Bible study. Perhaps you're drawn to take solitary walks in nature, where the beauty of God's creation speaks to your soul in ways that words cannot. You may even discover a newfound appreciation for silence, turning off the TV or radio more often to simply sit in God's presence. As you lean into these moments of solitude, you may notice a gradual but profound shift in your spiritual life. Your prayers might become deeper and more heartfelt. The scriptures may suddenly seem to come alive, speaking to you in fresh, relevant ways. You might experience a heightened sense of God's presence, feeling His peace and love enveloping you, even in the midst of life's challenges. This increased desire for reflection often serves as a prelude to significant spiritual growth. God may be using this time to prepare your heart for new challenges, opportunities, or revelations. Just as a farmer prepares the soil before planting seeds, the Lord often uses seasons of quiet contemplation to till the soil of our hearts, making us more receptive to His guidance and truth. It's important to remember that this increased desire for solitude doesn't mean you should completely withdraw from community or neglect your responsibilities. Rather, it's about finding a healthy balance, carving out dedicated time for God amidst your daily routines. This might involve setting aside specific times for prayer, creating a quiet space in your home for reflection, or even going on periodic spiritual retreats. As you respond to this divine invitation, you may find that your capacity for love, compassion, and wisdom grows. The time spent in God's presence often overflows into our interactions with others, making us more patient, kind, and understanding. You might notice that you're better equipped to handle life's challenges with grace and faith, drawing strength from the well of your time with God. Remember, this journey into deeper communion with God is not about perfection, but about progress. There may be days when you struggle to find that quiet space, or when distractions seem overwhelming. In those moments, be gentle with yourself, and remember that God's invitation is always open. He is patient and loving, always ready to meet you in those moments of solitude and reflection. Embrace this season of increased desire for God's presence. It is a precious gift, a sign that the Lord is indeed working silently on your behalf, preparing you for greater things to come. As you cultivate this holy hunger for communion with God, you'll likely find that your faith deepens, your perspective broadens, and your capacity to love and serve others expands. This is the transformative power of spending time in the presence of our loving Creator. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You with humble and grateful hearts, acknowledging Your constant presence in our lives. Even in moments when we may feel alone or uncertain, we trust that You are always working silently on our behalf. Your ways are higher than our ways, and Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We may not always understand the path You have laid out for us, but we have faith that every step is guided by Your loving hand. You are orchestrating events and circumstances behind the scenes, aligning opportunities and people to fulfill Your perfect plan for our lives. We thank You for Your unwavering commitment to our well-being and growth. Even when we face challenges or obstacles, we believe that You are using these experiences to strengthen our faith, refine our character, and prepare us for the incredible future you have in store. Help us to remain patient and trust in your timing. We know that your delays are not denials, and that every season serves a divine purpose. Give us the courage to surrender our worries and fears to you, knowing that you are in control and that nothing can hinder your plans for us. Open our eyes to recognize the subtle ways in which you are moving in our lives. May we be attentive to the whispers of your spirit, the gentle nudges that guide us towards your will. Help us to embrace the peace that comes from knowing that you are working tirelessly on our behalf, even when we cannot see the full picture. We declare that your promises over our lives will come to pass. You are a God of faithfulness, and we trust that you will bring to completion the good work you have begun in us. May we hold fast to the truth that you are our provider, our protector, and our source of strength. Thank you for your steadfast love and unfailing grace. We are forever grateful for the privilege of being called your children, and for the assurance that you are always working silently on our behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this video, I want to encourage you to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Even when it seems like God is silent, he is always working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of your life for your good and his glory. Remember, God's timing is not our timing, and his ways are higher than our ways. Just because you can't see him working doesn't mean he isn't. He is always faithful, always present, and always working on your behalf. As you go through the ups and downs of life, hold fast to the promise that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you in the valleys and on the mountaintops, in the joys and in the sorrows. He is your constant companion, your ever-present help in times of trouble. So, don't lose heart, my friend. Keep pressing on in faith, knowing that God is working all things together for your good. Keep seeking his face, keep trusting in his plan, and keep believing that he has a purpose and a destiny for your life that is greater than anything you could ask or imagine. And when those moments of doubt and fear creep in, remember the words of the psalmist who said, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Psalm 27:14. God is working even when you can't see it. He is moving mountains, parting seas, and making a way where there seems to be no way. So keep waiting on the Lord, keep trusting in his goodness, and keep believing that he is working silently on your behalf. And one day, when you look back on your life, you will see the fingerprints of God all over your story, and you will marvel at the ways he has worked all things together for your good and his glory. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And may you always remember that God is working silently on your behalf, even when you can't see it. Amen.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.